So it's about 1 o'clock. I'm going to call to order the meeting of the Other Post-Employment Benefits Trust Fund. Can we get a roll call, Kathy?
Trustee Duvall?
Here.
Trustee Huck?
Here.
Trustee Russell?
Here.
Quorum is present.
All right. Do we have any public comment at this time? All right. The first, number four, is discussion of possible action to elect the chair and vice chair. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate Sherry Russell to be the chairman of the board. I second that.
I guess I'll accept that nomination. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Before you vote, there needs to be a motion.
Oh.
And you can do the motion one of two ways. You can either do it separately for the chair and then separately for the vice chair, or you can do it all together.
Okay, well, let's do it all together. I'm going to nominate Beth Huck for vice chair.
I agree.
You accept the nomination?
I accept.
All right. Let's do the motion now.
I move to approve Sherry Russell as the chairman and myself, Beth Huck, as the vice chair.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, so moved. I know we weren't chair or board trustees at the May 29, 2019 meeting. However, were you able to read the minutes? And did anything look out of place? Can I get an approval if not?
Motion to approve.
I second that motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So we'll move down to number six, which is discussion of a ratification. Are you doing this, Todd, or are you doing it, Pam? Okay.
I think you do this, actually. I'm not really sure. I can present it for discussion and possible action regarding ratification of the official action taken between May 2017 through June 30th, 2019 by the Carson City Other Post-Employment Benefits Board of Trustees. This is ratifying all the action that was taken by the former trustees at the last board meeting held by the Board of Supervisors. The Board of Supervisors, I don't know what the proper term is, but required that the Board of Trustees ratify the prior actions of the board.
Yeah, understood. So there was a timing difference between the initial appointment of the board and the reappointment, so we have to ratify the prior 2 years. So that makes sense. Can I have a motion to approve?
I will make a motion to approve all action taken from May 2017 through June 30th, 2019 by the Carson City Other Post-Employment Benefits Board of Trustees, OPEB.
I second that.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. And number 6B, this is the earnings report. This is the best report. Pam?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The earnings report for June 30th of 2019, this is for the 12-month period. We haven't closed out the year. However, I don't really expect any changes, not any substantial changes. Interest earnings for the Carson City Investment Pool for the year totaled $1,568.14. RBIF interest earnings, $27,043. And RBIF gains and losses, $66,656. And the fees, $299.97. For total earnings of $94,967. 0.56. This is an earnings ratio of 6.36%. Any questions?
Not too shabby.
I will make a motion to go ahead and approve the OPEB Trust Earnings Report for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2019.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Let's move on to the activity 6C. Pam?
Thank you, Sherry, Madam Chair. This is the discussion and possible action regarding approval of the OPEB trust activity for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2019. This is what you have before you is the monthly reconciliation between revenues and expenses for the 12-month ended June 30th. And in a perfect world, revenues would match expenses and we would have a zero balance. However, there's always timing differences between revenue and expenses due to people leaving the plan and entering the plan and so forth. So we have a difference of that you would see on the in the totals row over on the right-hand side, $535.14. Interest income again, $94,967. The city's contributions of $280,000. Audit fees of $15,300 for current year earnings of $360,000. We have cash at $1,492,513 as of June 30th, 2019. That summarizes our position at this time as of June 30th, we will have another update for you at the next meeting for relating to year-end financial statements. Are there any questions?
Just want to put on the record the 280. I believe that's 80,000 from 2018, right? And then the 200 is for 19. Is that correct?
200,000 contribution was budgeted for fiscal 19, and 80 was from the prior year that we right. contributed in the okay. current year.
And that's correct. A cash flow and GASB 84 thing. So yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I will make a motion to approve the OPEB trust activity for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2019.
I second that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Do you have any suggested future meeting dates?
Yes, I do, Madam Chair. Wednesday, November 20th at 1:30 p.m. is my first suggestion. Alternatively, if that doesn't work, Tuesday, the day before, November 19th at 1 o'clock. Otherwise, we would have to move into the following week, Tuesday or Wednesday, and that's Thanksgiving week.
Either day works for me. Okay. So
It's already tentatively on the schedule for Wednesday, November 20th at 1:30. So if everyone's fine, we'll leave it at that.
November 20th?
Yep. Correct. 1:30. At 1:30 p.m.
All righty. I believe I have to, it's just for discussion only. I believe I have to ask for public comment one more time, even though I don't see public here much. Any public comment? Okay. Can I ask for a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I've seen the practice here that the chair does not make a motion.
Okay.
I don't know if